Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're on the Srimad Bhagavatam, the seventh canto, which is the science of God. This is chapter eight, entitled Lord Nrisingadev Slays the King of the Demons. And we're on text number 41. So today we'll talk a bit about Bhakta Vatsala, which is a term used in this particular verse. Krishna has so many unlimited transcendental qualities. He's called Nirguna, which means that he doesn't have any material qualities, nor does he live under the condition of the three modes of material nature, the material modes. So he's transcendental. And he has all these transcendental qualities like Bhakta Vatsal, which is described in this verse. And that's his guna, that's his quality. So this is his qualities that he's controlled, not by material qualities, but he's actually controlled by his devotees. And this is how he reciprocates. So Krishna has innumerable qualities, and that's why he's also called Gunavati, which has innumerable transcendental spiritual qualities. So today's verse. Sri Rudra Uvacha Kopakalo Yugantaste Hatoyam Asuropakaha Tatsutam Pahi Upashritam Bhaktam Te Bhaktavatsala. Sri Rudra Uvacha Kopakalo Yugantaste Hatoyam Asuropakaha Tatsutam Pahi Upashritam Bhaktam Te Bhaktavatsala. Sri Rudra Uvacha Kopakalo Yugantaste Hatoyam Asuropakaha Tatsutam Pahi Upashritam Bhaktam Te Bhaktavatsala. Sri Rudra Uvacha Kopakalo Yugantaste Hatoyam Asuropakaha Tatsutam Pahi Upashritam Bhaktam Te Bhaktavatsala. Nirvacha Katamataste Stay. Yeah. Nishetam. Vaishnavis. Sri Rudravacha. Lord Shiva offered his prayer. Kopakalaha, the right time for your anger, for the purpose of annihilating the universe. Yuga Antaha, the end of the millennium. Te, by you. Hataha, killed. Ayam, this. Asuraha, great demon. Alpakaha, very insignificant. Tatsutam, his son, Prahlad Maharaj. Pahi, just protect. Apashritam, who is surrendered and standing nearby. Bhaktam, devotee. Te, of your lordship. Bhaktavatsala, O my Lord, who are so affectionate to your devotee. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva said, at the end of the millennium is the time for your anger. Now that this insignificant demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been killed, O my Lord, who are naturally affectionate to your devotee, kindly protect his son, Prahlad Maharaj, who is standing nearby as your fully surrendered devotee. Please repeat. Lord Shiva said, the end of the millennium is the time for your anger. Now that this insignificant demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been killed, O my Lord, who are naturally affectionate to your devotee, kindly protect his son, Prahlad Maharaj, who is standing nearby as your fully surrendered devotee. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the creator of the material world. There are three processes of creation, namely creation, maintenance, and finally, annihilation. During the period of the annihilation at the end of each millennium, the Lord becomes very angry, and the part of anger is played by Lord Shiva, who is therefore called Rudra. When the Lord appeared in great anger to kill Hiranyakashipu, everyone was extremely afraid of the Lord's attitude. But Lord Shiva, knowing very well that the Lord's anger is also his lila, was not afraid. Lord Shiva knew that he would have to play the part of anger for the Lord. Kala means Lord Shiva, Bhairava, and Kopa refers to the Lord's anger. These words combined together as Kopakala refer to the end of each millennium. Actually, the Lord is very affectionate towards his devotees, even though he may appear very angry, because he is avyayatma, because he never falls down. Even when angry, the Lord is affectionate toward his devotees. Therefore, Lord Shiva reminded the Lord to act like an affectionate father toward Prahlad Maharaj, who is standing by the Lord's side as an exalted, fully surrendered devotee. Om Igyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksus Unnalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upakata Mayam Didanti Swabhadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Tubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Rudra Vacha Gopakala Yugantaste Hato Yama Suro Pakaha Tatsitam Pahiyo Apashritam Bhaktim Te Bhaktavatsalaha. Lord Shiva said, the end of the millennium is a time for your anger. Now that this insignificant demon Hiranyakashipu has been killed, O my Lord, who are naturally affectionate to your devotee, kindly protect his son Prahlad Maharaj, who is standing nearby as your fully surrendered devotee. It's very interesting how the Lord is so angry. They say that the face is the index of the mind, right? So if you see Lord Nrisimhadeva's face, you know, his eyes bulging out red, you know, his fierce teeth, his angry mood, you know, just to look at him, wow, that's so fearful. But yet at the same time, he's very affectionate to his devotees. And this is like really amazing Krishna's quality. There's a nice prayer to Lord Nrisimhadeva. I think this is from the Nrisimha Kavacha. O Nrisimhadeva, whose form is terrible by sharp and long teeth, who is very fearful to see with strong, large nails, and who is garlanded by flames, destroy, destroy my obstacles, and kick out my fear. Scatter, scatter my enemies. Destroy, destroy my karma. Flash, flash. Kill, kill. Cut, cut. Ever fulfill, fulfill my desire to serve you and protect me all around and all around me. So this is very startling. This is like a maha mantra for Lord Nrisimhadeva. And they have this particular deity in Mayapur. You know, right after Mangal Artik, they have like a 3 or 4 minute artik, so you rush over there and you see this fearsome form. There's like 200 lamps, oil lamps offered to Krishna, this deity. And the devotees are just like seeing this fierce lion with gaping mouths, you know. And he knows that this is Krishna, but yet they also know that he's very kind to his devotees. Krishna comes for two reasons, as I think Sir was describing, you know. Pratyana sarunam vinasa cha duskritinam. So, but he especially comes just to deliver his devotee, and that's his bhaktavatsal. You know, his side work is just to kill the devotees. The demons. That's not his business so much. He actually comes because his bhaktavatsala is very kind to his devotees. Maya, Krishna's energy, she can just wipe out all the demons just very simply. Krishna doesn't have to come personally to do that. She can kill hundreds and thousands of demons in one stroke. Very simple for Maya to do that. Durga Devi. So this whole incident of Hiranyakashipu and his brother Hiranyaksha, these great demons that created havoc. Actually, the whole purpose why they came is because they prayed to Krishna, appealing to him as Bhakta Vatsala. They were in the spiritual world as Jai and Vijay. And they, somehow or another, they wanted to show their love for Krishna. They had this love. And they deliberately did this offense. They actually prayed to Lord Narayan. And this is what they prayed. O Master of the demigods, we have reasons to believe you desire to fight. But we do not see anyone fit to engage you in combat. Although we are strong, we're not inimical to you. Therefore, somehow, you must arrange a situation whereby we become your opponents And you can satisfy your chivalrous mood by fighting with us. We cannot tolerate to see you even slightly deprived of anything, since you are eternally the complete whole, fully satisfied. We are your humble servants. Therefore, as you are Bhakta Vatsala, kindly grant our prayers, even if we fall short of your expectations of the level of devotional qualities. So just see, they had this love for Krishna, and they somehow or another detected that he was wanting to fight. So they actually prayed to him, please, you're kind to your devotees. Be kind to us and let us serve you and satisfy your chivalrous desire. So this is the whole beginning of this pastime. So Krishna's, it's amazing. So this is the relationship between the Lord and his devotee. It's transcendentally beautiful. The devotee actually is thinking, due to me being a devotee of the Lord, that he's elevated in so many good qualities. But the Lord even thinks, he said, because of his devotion to his servitor, because of the Lord's devotion to his devotee, that all his transcendental glories have increased. So this is the reciprocation. You know, the devotee is always anxious to render service to the Lord. So also the Lord is ever anxious to render service to his devotee. This is that quality. It's described here that the Lord admits herein that although he certainly has the quality that anyone who receives a slight particle of the dust of his lotus feet becomes at once a great personality, this greatness is due to his affection to his devotees. Can you see that? And the Lord, because he's so affectionate towards his devotees, he can't tolerate any inconvenience on the side of the devotee. So therefore, he's famous as Bhakta Vatsala. So this is the devotee. Not only does he feel the desires of the devotee, like for the devotee maybe by praying for some desire, but the Lord wants to give the devotee a benediction. You know, what benediction can I give you? He's always asking his devotees. He's described here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is reiterating in his own words what Krishna said. I fulfill the desires of everyone since you are my devotee. Whatever you want for yourself will naturally be given. But if you pray for anyone else, that prayer will also be fulfilled. So like Prahlad Maharaj prayed for his father to be delivered, and Nrisimhadev said, not only your father, but 10 generations of your family before and after are liberated just because you're my pure devotee. This is Krishna, so kind. This quality of Krishna is of his very kind to his devotee. Another one of his qualities we were discussing yesterday with Bhakta Peter about how to be grateful to everyone and how Krishna is described as always very grateful. He's magnanimous. He possesses all abilities. So why would anyone want to worship anyone else besides Krishna? He never forgets. He's so grateful, he never forgets the service of a devotee. And he's so opulent and so powerful. Why would anyone give up his service? This is from the Madhya Lila. In a purport, Prabhupada says, if one worships a demigod and leaves Krishna, he must be considered the lowest fool. And this Bhakta Vatsala, it's interesting. You have a chief of expert hero. He's the chief of all the heroes, Krishna. And what does he do? He voluntarily submits to his devotees and is supremely dear and attractive. This attractive feature, it's actually contradicting his self-satisfaction. But it's one of his natural qualities. In fact, the verse says, this is in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that this quality of Bhakta Vatsala is the ultimate perfection of Godhead. Isn't that amazing? So this is the greatness of God. It's seen when he fully becomes subordinate to his servants. So not only this form in a Sringadev, but any form of Krishna, they're Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mighty Lila, it says, Sri Chaitanya Sama Ara Kripalu Vadanya Bhakta Vatsala Na Deki Tri Jagate Anya. All sane men within these three worlds certainly accept the conclusion that no one is more merciful and magnanimous than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that no one is as kind to his devotees. So as you see, we have this most recent appearance of Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya, who is the most merciful to his devotees. And his devotees see that. There's that one pastime of the illiterate Brahmin who is ordered by his spiritual master to read the Bhagavad Gita every day. But he was illiterate, so he didn't want to disobey the orders of his spiritual master. So, is it there? What? Oh. So, yeah, there he is. And he was, Lord Chaitanya approached him and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm reading this Bhagavad Gita. I mean, even though I'm pretending, I actually can't read, but I don't want to disobey the order of my spiritual master. So I pick up this Gita and I read, and he goes, oh, but why are you crying? He said, oh, you know, when I pick up this Gita and I think of Krishna as Parthasarathi, you know, Arjuna's chariot driver, his servant, his devotee, he said that this appears in my heart. I see Krishna. And as soon as I see this form, I immediately remember how the Lord is Bhakta Vatsala. He's especially kind to his devotees, and that thought makes him cry. And there's another pastimes. This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, they call it Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yeah. Lord Chaitanya used to visit everyone's house in Navadvip. And then one time, he went to visit the residence of an astrologer. And Lord Chaitanya approached him, and he saw Lord Chaitanya so effulgent. And these astrologers in those days were very powerful. They were called Sarvagya. They could actually see the past, present, and future. So Lord Chaitanya said, hey, I've heard you're a good astrologer. Could you tell me who I was in my previous birth? So he said, okay, I'll chant this Gopal mantra and within my mind, and then we'll see. So he, you know, he's mystic. So he goes and he closes his eyes, he goes in meditation, and he begins to see this beautiful blackish form with four hands holding a conch shell, disc, club, lotus flower, all these things. He saw Krishna in the form of a little baby, you know, all these different forms of Krishna he saw. And then he was thinking, what's going on? So he'd look and then he'd see Lord Chaitanya standing before him again. And then he'd quickly go back into another trance and he'd see this greenish form of Krishna, like Lord Ram. And then he saw this Lord, the form of Lord Varaha, the form of a boar in the waters of devastation. He was lifting the earth by his tusks. And then he saw Lord Nrisingadev. And he looked so ferocious. And then he was amazed. He said at the same time, he's so Bhakta Vatsala. You know, he's the well-wisher of his devotees. He was so amazed. So he saw all these different forms of Krishna. And he was wondering, you know, he was like bewildered. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, what did you see? Can you tell me? And he's like, oh, just go home for now. I'll tell you later. So the Lord agreed. And then he went to someone else's home. And I think after that, he went to Sridhar's house. That poor Brahmin. That's all another story. So in India, there's this place, I think Shastra Krit talked about it a little bit. It's the Jiyad Nrisingha, the Varaha Nrisingha. That's in Vishakhapatnam in India. I don't know if anybody's ever been there to this place. I think some devotees have been there here. But this is a place where Prahlad Maharaj was tortured, where they tried to drown him in the ocean, and they actually threw a mountain on top of him so that he would, you know, never come back. But this is where Krishna saved him. So after the pastime, Prahlad Maharaj went there, and he was praying to the Lord, please, I want to see your form that you killed my uncle. Lord Varaha, you know, killed my uncle, Lord Nrisingadev's brother, Hiranyaksha. And also in the seer form again is the, you know, in Sringa form, lion form. So this Krishna fulfilled his desire, and this deity self-manifested. It was the form of Lord Vraha and the Sringadev at the same time. So I guess he had a head of Lord Vrahadev, you know, like a body of a lion and man, like that. So he appeared like that. So there's a whole story behind there, but I don't know if we have time to talk too much about it. But anyway, this was a great form, and the demigods actually wanted to see this form of Nisringadev. And actually, they were told to go to this particular temple, and this is where the deity is that you can see. So they took, the demigods used to come and take darshan of this deity. And it was worshipped in so much opulence and everything. And this is the Ugra Nisringa. It's very powerful. And so later, through time, I guess it became neglected and it was lost again, and then they found it again. There's a whole story about that, but this is a very interesting story if you get a chance to read about that. So it's a very special place, and many devotees have went there. Prabhupada went there. Lord Chaitanya went there. Rana Swami went there. He talked about the pastimes when he was there and how we should go there to pray to Krishna, like that first Nisringa prayer, how we get free from our lust, anger, envy, pride, illusion, get rid of all these things and become free from all the obstacles in Krishna consciousness. So there was a last time, not this last time, but when Jai Patakamaraj was here in Los Angeles, I think it was 2010, he gave a nice class about, you know, different pastimes of the deities. And he was encouraging the devotees to come forward and give about their different pastimes and how Krishna is actually present in the deity form. And many devotees have had experiences of the deity appearing to them in dreams or something happening. So there was this website started after that, actually. It's called nisringalila.org, I believe, or .com. And you could go there and see all these different pastimes of how, even though Lord Nisringadev is ferocious, fearsome, his very bhakta vatsala, you know, how he's so kind to the devotees, but he protects devotees by killing the demons. So there's some time, I think it was in the 80s, the Mayapur temple was attacked by dacoits. There was about 35 dacoits that came and attacked the temple with bombs and guns, and they started to, you know, harass the devotees, and then it came to the point where they actually decided to steal the deities, steal Radharani and I think Prabhupada deity. But the devotees were fearless, and they actually fought for the Lord, and they kind of stifled their plan. They saved Prabhupada, but somehow or another they took Radharani, and I think the devotees came out with some guns and there was some fire back and forth. One devotee lost his leg, I think, there. But after that, the devotees decided to install this Nisringadev. So they said, okay, let's make a plan. So they had the devotees draw up this Nisringa, and it was an Ugra Nisringa. So they came up with the plans and they went to South India to have someone make this deity. But they said, no, you don't want to make an Ugra Nisringa. You know, these Brahmins there, because there was a place one time where they made this Ugra Nisringa, and if you neglect the worship of the deity, you know, you'll be, this whole, your whole city became like a ghost town and nobody could live there in peace. So they were determined, they wanted to get this deity, and they found this amazing carver that could do this kind of stuff, and his spiritual master told him, no, don't do that because it's, you know, it's fearful. But that person had a dream, and he actually, Krishna appeared to him and told him to, yes, I want this form. So they agreed to find this form, and they said it would take about 3 months, and then the devotees came there to see, well, what's the progress? And he was just still sitting there, didn't do anything, but he said, well, I said like 3-6 months after I find the stone, you can't just make a deity out of any stone, it has to be a living stone. And there's certain symptoms, you have to tap on it certain ways. It makes a certain sound. And then there's a type of worm that eats the, has to go, so it has to be a special stone. So they finally found this rock and they carved the deity very meticulously, very beautifully. And, you know, he thought he would lock it and finished. And so the deity was pretty much finished. And he had it locked up in his shed. And it was actually raining, I think. And the neighbors came and woke up the guy and said, your shed is burning down. You know, what's happening? But he went into there and the deity was untouched, but the everything was burned around. And he called the devotees, that you come, please come and get your deity. He wants to go now. So they brought the deity to Mayapur and they installed the deity. And ever since then, there's been amazing stories with this deity. So if you go to this website, you will see so many amazing stories. And how devotees, sometimes like the devotees there, the Pujaris, there's this Janani Vas and Pankajangui Das, they're servants of Narasimhadev there. They'll tell you all these different stories. And sometimes they'll say that actually Narasimhadev sometimes is called Dr. Narasimha. Because even the devotees come there, there are so many ailments and so many diseases, life-threatening diseases, right? The doctors give up on them and they'll actually go and pray to Lord Narasimhadev very sincerely and they'll be cured in so many different ways. So there's so many pastimes about that. There's one nice, couple of my favorite is that when there's this person that decided to buy some really nice eyes for Narasimhadev, right? These new eyes are like greenish eyes. He originally had these red eyes. So the Pujari, you know, reluctantly replaced the eyes. And then there's one of the Pujaris there. She was praying to Krishna, you know, please help me in your service and help me do something for you and like that. And she was standing before the deity. And she heard a voice in her head said, I want my eyes back. And she's thinking, you know, she tried to ignore it, you know, like... But it kept saying, I want my eyes back. So she told the Pujari, she had enough nerve to tell the Pujari because she thought they'd think she's crazy. So she told the Pujari, and then the Pujari said, oh. And then she had a dream that night that the Lord was asking for the eyes back. So she went to the Lord and said, well, I'm not. Is it just my mind? Because I have bad vision. I mean, am I just praying for you to get my own sight back? What's going on? He said, I want my eyes back. And when I get my eyes back, you'll get your sight back. So he told the Pujari that and they replaced the eyes, put the eyes back, and immediately she got her sight back. So it's very nice. And there's another favorite one of mine where there was, this was in South Africa, this young girl. She was, I guess there were devotees. She was very much attracted to this deity form of Lord Narasimhadev. And she'd always wanted to see that form and always chanted his name. So one day she was playing and with the ball, and I guess she was on her bike, maybe she was running, darting across the street, because they live kind of in a remote area and usually there's not traffic and stuff, so she just go in and out of the street, kind of like we do here. Devotees are so familiar, they just start walking across the street without even looking, and cars are flying by. So she did this, and her father actually saw the whole thing. She darted with her bike in the middle of the street, and there was this truck coming. And the father was like screaming and, you know, saying, you know, don't, you know, but she couldn't hear him, of course. And he actually was so anxious to try to help his daughter that he jumped out the window and he broke his legs, actually. And then the car, a lot of people saw this, the truck actually hit her and she went flying quite a ways, and you know, she landed and she was just sitting there motionless, and people were freaking out. They called the ambulance and nobody wanted to touch her because they thought every bone in her body was broken. They took her to the hospital, and you know, finally they did some tests and everything, and the nurse came back with the tests and x-rays, and you know, they're expecting that kind of accident, that practically every bone would be broken, or at least some major bones. And they looked at the x-rays, and the doctor got mad at the nurse and said, what's the matter with you? What are you, so incompetent? You got the wrong x-rays. There's not one thing wrong in this x-ray. We should expect something broken. She was like, you know, she was new, so she, you know, she didn't want to get in trouble. So she said, actually, yeah, this is it, you know. So they analyzed, and they looked at her, and there wasn't a scratch, you know. I mean, there wasn't a broken bone in her body. And they asked her, she said, oh, you know, what happened? And she told the story that actually I was praying to Lord Nrisingadev, and he caught me. And his nails were so sharp that you can actually see where he scratched me in the back. And that's the only thing she had that was wrong with her, was his scratches in her back, where Nrisingadev caught her and put her down. So there's many miracles like this. So many things happened, you know, even and deity miracles here. You go on and on and on. And even some of our devotees I mentioned last time had experiences with Lord Nrisingadev, like our own Banabhata, he's turning his head. Would you like to share your story of Lord Nrisingadev? Yeah, get him the mic. And then maybe someone else has some stories. Even in my life, my son had an operation when he was very young. And it was really nice. The devotees found out. And devotees are praying all over the world to Lord Nrisingadev. In Germany, they also have a big Nrisingadev. Devotees in Germany were praying for him in Mayapur, doing sacrifices, and it was very successful. So, it's all right. Anyway, so here comes the mic. We'll experience Lord Nrisingadev's Bhakta Vatsal with a story with Banabhata Prabhu. Jai. Anxious to hear. Sorry to put you on the spot, Prabhu. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then I remember I had a wallet on and I had a card at the temple. So I pulled up my wallet and I pulled out the card and I handed him the card.
Jai, Nisinga Ki Jai. Jai, thank you, Banabhata Prabhu. That was awesome. So, you have one, Jaso Dave? Oh, okay. Anyone else like to share anything? Okay. Give him the mic. Oh.
And I was going to start my service with one machine that behind me can appear very ferocious with his hands like this and me looking at me like, don't mess around.
Jai, it's personal. That's true. Jai. Anybody else? There's a nice... this is what Jai Patakamar said. I'll just end with this. We are very fortunate that we have service to the deities. We should not take them to be ordinary statues of stone, metal, or wood. We should take them that they are actually Krishna. He has come in the form that we can see. I firmly believe that these deities are Krishna, and Krishna has given his mercy to different devotees. Those devotees can tell the temple president, they can tell the head pujari, they can reveal. We don't have to reveal their names. So there's a nice, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nama vigraha sarupa etina eka rupam, tine bedha nahitina chidananda rupa. These three, the names of the deity, or the name, the deity form, and the original form of the Lord, all are one. No distinction should be made between them, for all three are of transcendental spiritual substance. Jai. Thank you. Thank Krishna for being Bhaktavatsala. Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.